Yeah, and one of the other 13F filing items, there are so many to sift through. We could just talk about it for the whole show. But one other one that caught my eye, David Einhorn over at Greenlight Capital, who I admit have not watched as closely recently, but a new short bet against Tesla. And he sort of has gone back and forth on Tesla over the past couple of years, but apparently he bought puts against 100,000 Tesla shares. According to that 13F filing, he has shorted Tesla in the past, most recently in 2020. That did not work out well at that time. And by the way, we don't know if he's closed out. To my point about this being a snapshot, we don't know if he's closed out this particular short position. If he has, he might very well have made money because Tesla shares have fallen thus far in 2022, but we don't yet know that situation. In the past, at the end of 2022, even though Einhorn lost money by shorting Tesla, he said that owning Tesla stock was a fad and that the stock price was silly. It continued to go up from there before this most recent pullback sus.
Yeah, for me, Julie, I'll just quickly add too. I think some of these short sellers that a lot of folks fanboyed and fangirled over during the financial crisis, like a David Einhorn, I'll toss Jim Chanos into the mix too as well. They've lost their luster, in large part because of the market's continued rise over the past decade, but certainly respect the research they put behind their calls.